Great Lakes freighters carried 9.8 million tons of dry bulk cargo in October. That's 14.4% more than the same period last year. Iron ore shipments were up nearly 16%, and limestone shipments jumped by 20%. Vice President of the Lake Carriers Association, Glenn Nekvasil, says those numbers are welcome, but they have to be kept in context.
You know, we do have to be honest about this. A year ago, the fleet went to anchor for almost 2,000 hours because of the storms after Hurricane Sandy. So it's not really it's a bit of an invalid comparison. We lost an awful lot of time a year ago.
Nekvasil says, all things considered, it looks like this shipping season will be on par with last for U.S. lake freighters, but they're still feeling the recession of 2008.
So we have, I believe it's 6 vessels that have not operated this year. That tells you that we have not fully recovered from the recession.
For individual ports, it's much the same story. Adele Yorty is the communications director for the Duluth Superior Port Authority. She says shipments through the port are a little behind last year, but the race is on to get final shipments out before the season ends.
We're on par for a strong, steady finish to this shipping season. We should end up just about where we were last season, maybe a little bit higher.
Overall, international shipments on the Great Lakes for the season are down 7% compared to 2012. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.